And now I'm going to talk about the second, like, strategy for communication, which is called the underlying positive. And so remember in the skit when I tell Art he's becoming just like his dad and he always puts his work before his family? Well, these are grand, sweeping, negative claims, and they are marriage poisons. So we don't want to do that. It's sure to create defensiveness and distance. And so what I should have done is what is called the underlying positive. And the underlying positive is actually calling to mind the bigger picture, calling to mind his good intentions, and not focusing on the small thing that right now I'm really upset about, which was he's home late today. But of course it happens in every marriage that at times the negative things, negative thoughts, override your positive thoughts. And so you're only in that particular scene, I'm just focusing, all I am is so mad. I'm just so mad because it happened again that he was late. And it's called the negative sentiment override. So we want to get rid of that. It's like all you can see are the dirty towels on the floor in the bathroom. You know, it's like, hey, he always leaves the dirty towels on the floor. And that. But what we want to do is stop that kind of thinking. And that's in our power, because remember this, wait, 40, which one was it?
40.
Thank you. Good job, class. Okay. 40%. Yeah, that's within our power. We can change our thoughts and our beliefs. We can. And so we want to change that negative thought pattern and focus on the positive. So what I should have, if to make this go well, and you guys are going to get a chance to practice this later, is to start out like this. You know what, Art? I know how hard you work every day for me so that I can stay home with the kids and I don't have to have a job. I really appreciate that, and I know how difficult it is to drive long distances and have a long commute, and you're doing it all for the sake of the family. So I really, really appreciate that. And you know what, though? It's like, we did talk about needing more family dinners, and it does upset me that we haven't been able to follow through on that. So it's okay to say what I'm upset about. In other words, I don't have to be like a doormat and not ever say any word, negative word or whatever, but I do have to remember the underlying positive. And the fact is, he is doing this for me. He is doing this not just for me, but for our family. And he is working really hard, and he's driving this terrible commute, and he's doing all this for our family, so I should acknowledge that. So it's acknowledging the good and the good intentions of the other person. And in fact, there is a scripture reference in Revelations where the Lord says, I know your works, your labor, and your endurance, yet I hold this against you. You have lost the love you had at first. And that's Revelations 2:4. And Christ doesn't want our marriages and our relationships to be nothing but painful endurance, gritting our teeth as we carry the cross. He wants our marriages to be joyful, transforming, and expansive. So we need to remember the love we had at first, when we first fell in love, you know, and remember what it was like when you were a newlywed, or remember, or think about the overall picture. The beauty of the marriage, and the grace that we are receiving from God to have this beautiful marriage, and remember the good intentions of your spouse or your partner or whatever, you know, because this can apply to work situations as well. And way back in the year 350, I have to give you this great quote, way before self-help books, St. John Chrysostom recognized this very same principle that we're talking about. He didn't call it the underlying positive. But he wrote, quote, whenever you give your wife advice, always begin by telling her how much you love her. And, quote, a wife should never nag her husband. quote, this is what he said, "You lazy coward, you have no ambition. Look at our relatives and neighbors, they have plenty of money. Their wives have far more than I do." He said, don't do that. So we're in, I'll give you a couple more examples, instead of saying, "You're gonna send us to the poorhouse the way you shop," try, "I love the way you have tastefully decorated our home. It means a lot to me to come home to such a beautiful home. But I think we should sit down and try to work out a budget." Or instead of, "What are you, the cleaning Nazi?" Say, "I appreciate the way you keep our house so tidy. I'll try not to leave my dirty socks all over the floor." Now, for people of certain temperaments, you know who you are, expressing the underlying positive can be difficult. You might think to yourself, why do I have to say nice things when I'm really ticked off? It would be lying to say that I love him when I'm so angry. But expressing the underlying positive is not the same as flattering, buttering up, or lying. It means taking a look at what is good about the situation and acknowledging the good intentions of your beloved. It means looking at the bigger picture in every situation, reminding yourself of the beauty of the marriage or the beauty of the situation that you're in. Remind yourself that you do love your husband and your wife, and that you are committed in good times and in bad. And also, contemporary research has shown that acknowledging the good things in your life, even the very small things, counting your blessings, actually makes people happy. So you become happier as you acknowledge the good things. So next, Art is going to talk about the next communication. So.